Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael Barkan, and welcome everybody to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. We call it the Good Neighbor Podcast Delco. And for those of you listening around the country, you might wonder, well, what's Delco mean? It's a shortened form for Delaware County, Pennsylvania. We're the county down here in the southeastern corner of the state of Pennsylvania, right bordering Delaware and on the north bordering the city of Philadelphia. We lovingly refer to this county as Delco, and it's becoming nationally known for a kind of a Delco vibe that we're proud of. One of the proud vibes we have here in Delco is recognizing what a good neighbor business is. And that's what this podcast is all about. Today, we have another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast with another good neighbor business. Let me introduce to you and bring to the stage Mr. Bill Haney. Bill is the owner and the founder of A&B Cleaning Services. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Bill. Well, thanks for joining us. Bill, as a cleaning service, someone might say, well, cleaning can mean a lot of things. And what impressed us about your business when your business was nominated is that you really do cover the gamut when it comes to cleaning services. So people might think, well, is cleaning meaning cleaning what? Cleaning my car, cleaning my windows, cleaning my carpets, cleaning my business or my home? You know, is it cleaning up after me? What does it really mean? And Bill, I think with the exception of cleaning cars, you do it all, don't you?
Yep. I would say, I usually tell people this too, that there's no kind of house or business cleaning that we don't do and haven't done 100 times.
Now, so, when you say 100 times over a lot of years too, right? How long has A&B Cleaning Services been in business?
Well, I started the business in 1987. And so that's coming up on 37 years.
37 years. Yeah. And you have been the owner and operator of A&B Cleaning Services for 37 years.
Yes, that is correct.
And Bill, are you serving businesses and residents in Delaware County or Delaware County and beyond, as we like to say?
All of Delaware County and the main line also, which is a little bit of Montgomery County.
Right, the Philadelphia main line, for those of you out there listening. Today we have the Good Neighbor business owner, Bill Haney, from A&B Cleaning Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about what this actually means from cleaning services. But if we can start with the easier part of this, Bill, we're all kind of homeowners. We all live in a home. We all live under a roof. But when we talk about cleaning our own home, you know, you really did light us up here a bit when we talked about cleaning windows and carpets. They're like two of the things that we hate doing the most and probably the two things that we don't know how to do the best. But windows is pretty simple with the exception of ladders, you know, height. Tell us a little bit about your window cleaning business.
Yeah, well, when I started, it was back when most houses had the wooden windows, the wooden framed windows that did not tilt like most windows do now. And there were usually two storm windows and a screen. And it took a long time to do those. You did have to have ladders. It's the only way you could get to the outside. And but now windows, you can tilt them in. There's levers on the top of the window. You can tilt them in. So it's a lot easier now. And, you know, I don't have to charge as much.
Well, that's great. Is it also the case, Bill, when people do windows? I mean, it's kind of a simple task, but it's also a little bit of an art to know how not to streak windows. Are homeowners saying to themselves, look, this would take me forever. It's spring. I want to see sunlight. I just have to get this done. And is it one of those projects where if you're willing to bring in a professional, it is a kind of a one day job or a half day job to be able to have your men drive away and have the people looking out their brilliantly cleaned windows?
Yeah, it depends on how many people I bring with me, but generally it would be two of us. And, yeah, I mean, after you've been doing it for a while, you can you get faster at it and thorough. We do the window wells, the window frames, and make sure the screens are clean. And so, you know,
you can look at a home and from looking at the home, looking at the type of the windows, how many of the windows, do people have the freedom to say, I really just want the inside done. You don't need to be moving windows, tilting them or anything. So you can set some kind of pricing based on really what they want.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I however people want it done. If they want just the, a lot of times they just want the outside done because they can do the inside easily.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of imagine in this part of Delaware County, we have some upscale homes, but those upscale homes have a lot of windows. And, you know, it's a task to have to get those windows clean. But, hey, it's also potentially a gift. I mean, I think that it's underestimated how many moms or dads would love to have the gift of having their windows cleaned, their carpets cleaned. And I have to think that, you know, adult children living nearby and when they really want to help mom and dad, it's either come over and wash those windows with them. Or perhaps, you know, maybe contact A&B Cleaning Services for a quote for mom or dad's house. Get the windows cleaned, get the carpets cleaned. Bill, how many of your clients end up saying, you know, could you also give us a quote for cleaning the carpets as long as you're our window cleaning company?
Mm-hmm. Probably half. Probably half of the customers, I would say.
Probably because there's a trust factor there. You've done this well. And I keep thinking, Bill, about this. Founded in 1987. I mean, that adds a lot of credibility that you have been in business as a professional window cleaner, professional carpet cleaner. That's a lot of credibility, Bill. And it's just wonderful to hear and to get a chance to meet you. I can highly recommend a business when I know it to be in business this long and looked at your website. If any of our listeners would like to look at the website for A&B Cleaning Services, it's a simple one. It's just as it sounds, but remember the word and, A-N-D, is in the middle. So it's A and then A-N-D, B, the letter, and then clean. So it's A&B House Clean is really what the website is. And we'll be giving that out of it again. And if you want to reach them by telephone, it's area code 610-505-8668. We're talking to Bill Haney, the owner and the founder of A&B Cleaning Services. Bill, the question that I would ask, and I often realize this in our own business when we talk to other businesses, you know, one thing that every business owner has in common is that they, you know, they sleep in a house, sleep in a bed under a roof. But, you know, those business owners go off in the day to their business. Which came first for A&B Cleaning Services? Did you start the company with the idea that you would help clean commercial businesses and then move to residential? Or is it the other way around?
It was the other way around, actually. In the beginning, the commercial jobs that I had were from people whose houses we cleaned. And then they asked, can you also do my office or can you do my business? And that's sort of, you know.
Often how it happens. I have clients who would say to me at times, their best advisor is their spouse, you know, the person that they know the best. And when the spouse is getting work done at the business and they want to, you know, one other spouse says, I want to get the carpets cleaned. Well, why not use the business commercial cleaner, you know, if they're willing to come and do your home. But in reverse, as you said, it started the other way around. But certainly when I've trusted you to come into my house and you've done this well, clean my carpet, clean my windows, I certainly am going to trust you to bring you into my business.
Trust is a big issue. Yeah.
Well, so. Bill, let's talk about that. You sound like a very trustworthy guy, and certainly as the owner and the founder of A&B Cleaning Services, but you are the one that has to have the trust in the people that you send out on the jobs. And maybe you could speak to that a little bit. Is that a big issue for you to know how to find the right workers and how to vet them and how to bond them? Are they bonded workers when you're sending them out on jobs?
Yes, they're insured, bonded, and this is important, of course. But I've learned over the years how to be able to tell if someone is honest, if they have integrity, and that is important because I have to know that if they're working somewhere and I'm not there, that they're going to do everything the right way. So these are people who, I would say the one thing they all have in common is the last thing they want to do is to disappoint the customer or disappoint me. You know, it's an important thing to them. It's sort of, you know, they're people where they would just be embarrassed. They would be ashamed. And not just that they're afraid of being fired, that also, of course, but
pride of their job, pride of their work.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And they know that in many cases, you might have your windows cleaned this year. Some people have it cleaned maybe two or three times a year, but at least maybe once a year. And so every job is a potential recurring job, whether it's a carpet job or a window cleaning job. When you talk about this type of cleaning, Bill, it is important that we're bringing people into our home. So the trust factor is really, really important. And yes. It sounds like you have mastered the way of being able to find the right kind of workers and send them out.
Absolutely.
Is your crew or crews such that if someone were to call and they wanted to get, you know, windows cleaned, say they were heading towards, we're having company on a holiday, how far out do they have to book your business to be able to get carpets cleaned or windows cleaned?
Well, sometimes if it's just during the week before, that will work fine. I usually put the schedule together on Friday and Saturday. So if they call before that, I can usually fit them in the next week.
Bill, everyone is wondering, when it comes to pricing, and we don't necessarily need to get into pricing here on this episode, but from a perspective of pricing, is your pricing kind of high quality business charges rates that aren't the cheapest? Or would you say that your rates are competitive to someone else that's billing themselves as a window cleaner or a rug carpet cleaner?
My rates are very competitive. Very competitive, yes.
Because you want to gain new business as you can. And yes. I know that I think that when we're dealing with homeowners in particular, some of the best way that business can get more business is by keeping their new customers happy. If you can impress the new customer, well, they just want to talk about your business. Sure. We wanted to talk about you, Bill, because in a way, any business that would come to a home and be trusted to do the work that you do, to clean carpets or to clean windows, clean a house, it's important that people recognize that if someone is doing that for 37 years, that is a good neighbor business right there. That's the reference right there. Bill, the final point that we want to talk about a little bit is house cleaning. Tell me, in house cleaning, do you find that your clients are more so senior citizens, or are they moms that are very busy, or couples? I guess it's all over the board, but what would you say to people who think that I should not worry about having my house clean, I should do it myself? Is there something they should know about how it's like not too expensive and it might be really one of the best things you can spend money on so you can spend time other ways?
Yeah, I have a lot of people that were that they call me and they've been hesitant for a long time, but it was in their mind to hire a cleaning service. And when they did, yeah, they're always very happy that they did it.
Do they get the freedom to say, this is exactly what I want you to clean, or this is the rotation of what I want you to clean? So it's kind of like they're almost the foreman of the cleaners that come to their own home.
Yeah, I describe it as a personalized service. In fact, I like to keep a rapport on a regular basis with people that were, you know, people who were cleaning weekly or biweekly or monthly. I like to be able to find out if there's any way that we can improve on the service. Is there anything that's not getting done just the way you want? You know, I like them to be free to give me feedback all the time so that we make sure that it's getting done to their satisfaction.
That's great client support. We're talking to Bill Haney, the owner and founder of a 37-year-old Good Neighbor business here in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, in Delaware County, a Good Neighbor business for this episode of the Good Neighbor podcast. Bill Haney, I have to say, you are a good neighbor. You're a good neighbor business, and we would like to award you the Good Neighbor Business Award as our guest today here on the Good Neighbor podcast. Thank you for being in business 37 years, and thank you for being a business owner that homeowners can trust. And if you are a homeowner or a business owner and you're looking to have your business or your home cleaned, if you're looking to have your windows cleaned or your carpets cleaned, Bill Haney has multiple crews that can be there in short order. Make a phone call, visit their website, which you can find at aandbhouseclean.com. You'll see their website. It's a great website. They'll have some blogs on the website all about the services for house cleaning, commercial cleaning, carpet cleaning, window cleaning, and A&B cleaning services. Bill Haney, thank you for being our guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.